Hello, and thank you for joining me on the Fresh Heart podcast. My name is Zareen, and I am a consultant cardiologist. On this podcast, we will explore tools to refocus your energy and optimize your health without blame or judgment and with compassion. Today, we're going to discuss a topic that I call nature's miracle healer, and that is sleep. Sleep is fundamental to health, and it's a subject I'm particularly passionate about because my PhD involved sleep medicine. Ironically, despite knowing so much about how vital it is to good health, I only started valuing it myself much later when I burnt out. Getting myself back to a regular pattern was really tough, actually, and I still struggle. So if you're someone like myself who finds it difficult, then please know that you are not alone. As humans, we spend one third of our lives sleeping. A great deal of what happens to us is unknown, but it is clear that our biological need for it is irrefutable. What is also clear is that as a society, we're not getting enough. I certainly didn't pay attention to it, and I knew firsthand how vital it is. How much is enough? Well, we're all different, but generally, it lies somewhere between 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep. So what happens when we sleep? Well, we sleep in blocks that cycle throughout the night. We start off in light sleep, or stage one. We quickly then move into stage two, which is when your temperature drops, your heart rate and your blood pressure drop, and prepare your body for stage three, which is the deep, nourishing, restorative sleep. It's here that your cardiovascular system relaxes, your hormones reset, your brain clears out toxins and stores memories. It's essentially the control-alt-delete of our bodies, the reset. Now, up until this point, all sleep stages fall under the umbrella of non-REM. We then move into REM sleep or rapid eye movement sleep. This is typically when we dream. Interestingly, and I love this little fact, we lose all muscle tone, effectively becoming paralysed, which is an incredibly clever evolutionary quirk, which effectively means we don't act out our dreams. Our current understanding is that REM sleep provides an emotional reset and that we process strong emotions and trauma in REM. We also think that it's the stage that promotes creativity. After REM, we cycle back to the beginning. This block of non-REM sleep and REM sleep takes approximately 90 minutes. We're all different, so it can vary. And then essentially we start again and keep cycling through these stages throughout the night. If you're interested, there's a link to a diagram of the sleep cycles in the show notes. So then what happens when you don't get enough sleep? Now have a think about how you feel if you've not slept for one night. I don't know about you, but I feel pretty rough. My productivity declines, it takes longer to get things done, I crave food, and not healthy food. I've never craved kale or broccoli when I'm sleep deprived. I want quick fixes. I want the extra biscuit for that sugar rush. So my ability to make good choices is impaired. If this becomes a pattern, if you don't get enough sleep long term, it has even more consequences. As a cardiologist, I'm particularly interested in sleep as it's deeply restorative for the heart. Not getting enough is associated with high blood pressure, heart rhythm problems, and heart attacks. After hearing this, if you're not getting enough sleep, it's natural to worry about the effect it's had and having on your body. But please do not fear. These changes happen over a long period of time, and it's never too late to start addressing your sleep. If you are a poor sleeper, there are many things that you can do that can help. Before I go into the tips that could help, it's important to mention that if you think you have a sleep disorder, please go to your GP and ask for a referral to a sleep specialist. There is no harm in getting checked out. So what can you do to optimize your sleep? If you have difficulty getting to sleep or maintaining sleep, one of the biggest causes is often stress, anxiety, or worry. Have a think about whether this is true for you. It's certainly true for me. When I'm stressed, my sleep is the first thing to get affected. I often lie awake struggling to sleep with the cogs turning in my brain. What do I have to do tomorrow? What emails do I have to send? How am I going to fit everything in? Have I packed lunch for my son? Have I registered for that work webinar? The list goes on. Once it starts, I then find it incredibly difficult to then get back to sleep. Is this also something that you experience? If it is, if your mind becomes active and you know that sleep is not coming soon, then a very important step to take is to get out of bed. This ensures that your brain, which loves to make associations, doesn't associate bed with an active mind. Your brain needs to be trained to associate nighttime and your bed with sleep. If this isn't happening, then leave the bedroom, go somewhere quiet and rest or meditate or read a book that doesn't bring on too many strong emotions, and do this until you feel sleepy. At this point, return to bed. This ensures that bed remains sacred, a place to sleep, not a place for your brain to be active. In addition to excluding a sleep disorder and training your mind to associate your bed with sleep, there are a set of recommendations that we call sleep hygiene, which may also be helpful. I like to divide sleep hygiene into categories. The first category is light. As humans, we've evolved for bright sunlight in the morning and only the dim light of a campfire at night. For this reason, if you're able to do so, try to expose yourself to bright light, preferably outside, for at least 20 to 30 minutes every morning. This resets your daily sleep-wake cycle. And then at night, try and keep the lights dim, keep away from screens, and keep away from as much light stimulation as you can. Bright light at night confuses our brains. The second category is food and drink. All the cells in our body have an internal clock, including the cells of our digestive system. If we eat before bed when the rest of our body is winding down, it can send the wrong signals to the cells of your gut, which are also working to a daily rhythm. If you have trouble sleeping, I invite you to try an experiment. For a couple of weeks, try not eating for approximately 3 hours before bed. This particular bit of advice actually revolutionised my own sleep. I tried it for a month, and as someone who struggles with their sleep, it did really help me. Alongside this, another thing to be mindful of is caffeine. Now, I'm a tea addict. It's my favourite drink, and I can't imagine a life without it. But I know if I drink tea after 1 p.m, I have trouble getting to sleep. And that's because caffeine sticks around in your body for many hours after drinking it. If this is an issue for you, then try limiting it to the early hours. It may help. The third category is temperature. The lower the temperature, the more the body prepares for sleep. So you could open windows and let some cold air in. A good relaxing trick is to have a bath. You actually lose heat through the skin and the body automatically cools. The fourth and final category is routine. Our bodies love routine. Try to have a regular sleep time and a regular wake time. Obviously, you've got to live, so please don't worry about social engagements that interfere with the schedule. These events feed our soul and they're also essential for well-being. Outside these important events, see if you can maintain as much regularity as possible. To summarise, sleep is deeply restorative. When you snooze, you definitely do not lose. If you find it hard to sleep, then please do not fear. You can seek a referral to a sleep specialist or try out some of the tips we've discussed today. Thank you so much for listening. Please remember, this podcast is not a substitute for medical advice from your healthcare professional. If you have any suggestions or if you have your own personal story that you'd like to share, please do get in touch at Fresh Heart Project on Instagram, at Fresh Heart Proj on Twitter, or via the website freshheartproject.com. Remember, great change comes with small steps that empowers you to live a life that you love. This podcast is produced by Lion Mountain Entertainment, a subsidiary of Morgan Archway Limited.